again, welcome to the Christian Aid Cut the Carbon March. I believe there are 6 of you here of the 20 that made that immense march. And we're very pleased to have Fraser Winterbottom here to tell you all about it.
Right, good afternoon. I'm one of Christian Aid's Cut the Carbon marchers. There were 20 of us. We marched 1,000 miles from July the 14th to the 2nd of October, from Belfast to Troon to Glasgow to Edinburgh to Cardiff to Bournemouth to London, to ask the government to cut the carbon. And the reason are three questions. There are three questions. There are half a dozen of us here. 10 of us are from the UK and 10 from overseas. And the first question we got was, why are Christian Aid involved in a political campaign like this? What are Christian Aid asking us to do to cut the carbon? And then our international friends that were marching with us would say, well, hang on a moment. Over the last 4 or 5 years in the north of Kenya, the rainfall can no longer be relied on. Where there used to be lots of subsistence farmers and pastoralists, there are now 80% of people living on aid. And we say, hang on a moment. In the Philippines, in Bangladesh, where our friends come from, there are people being affected by tremendous floods. They're losing their livelihoods, their family, and their lives. And then we say, hang on a moment. In Brazil, where there is a clean development mechanism, and we in this country offset our carbon emissions, and we do that by cutting down rainforests to plant eucalyptus trees or to plant biofuels, which are all adding to carbon emissions and ruining the ecosystems. And so they began to understand why Christian Aid would be involved. And Christian Aid's partners for the last 5 or 6 years have been saying, it's okay you're giving us aid and teaching us and helping us to learn and do things, but it's no good unless you fix the causes of poverty. And one of the largest causes of poverty now and in the future in poorer countries that haven't caused this problem in the way that we have and haven't got the resources to react in the way that we can are the poorer countries. They're the ones, we're the ones who've caused the problems, and they're the ones who are reaping the whirlwind. And so this for Christian Aid is an issue of justice. I guess the second question they would ask us is, how are your feet? And Gordon Brown made a mistake of asking my colleague Mohammed, how are your feet? And he said, Mr. Brown, I'm not here at the Labour Party conference to talk about my feet. I'm here because my people and my friends are dying. Please do something about it. And then the last thing they used to ask us, and we're all asking, is what can we do about it? And what we can do about it is we can lobby our politicians much harder. We need a strong climate change bill. We need 80% cuts. Or we need 90% cuts. We need more than 60% cuts. We all need to take action to cut our carbon emissions. We need strong international cooperation in Bali. Thank you very much indeed.